debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. It's Bubba Overtime, 318.
Hi, Bubba.
18th Hi. Of March. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, Bubba.
What, buddy?
I have an HR violation.
You have an HR violation, or you'd like to report a potential one?
I want to report a potential one.
So it'd be like, hey, Bubba, I'd like to report potentially an HR violation.
Yeah.
You want to take it from the top? You are?
Or a complaint. I don't know. I want to report an HR violation on somebody.
I would like to say before you do this, I'm sorry, Lemmy. I didn't mean to grab your crotch like that.
I don't have an HR violation anymore, Bubba. I have a complaint of another employee.
Blitz, how much would it cost me? Because Matt Heller...
I'll charge you $5, Bubba. I'll do it for free.
I don't know how much Matt Heller pays... But I was online on this particular computer a few weeks ago, not too long ago, and Anna was directing me through the. I went to hornblasters.com.
Yep.
And she was showing me the different type of horns they got.
Sure.
The Freddy 2000.
And K5LA.
Kicker.
Yep. And I was like, oh, this kicks ass. And by the way, I love Matt Heller. I've been talking to Matt Heller about.
I already know where you're going.
I
already know where you're going.
Yep.
So how much do you think Matt Heller has to pay?
For Google Ads.
Yeah. Every page I open up, and this is so I'm not saying anything bad. I'm saying Matt fucking Heller's got it dialed in.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying however or whomever. But look, I want you to look at every one of my pages, okay?
I noticed that earlier today.
Every story I pull up
for the last few days
is all horn blasters.
Yep.
And I love this, and I'm trying. I don't know if this one doesn't have one
because it doesn't have Google Ads.
Oh, it doesn't have Google Ads.
Yeah.
If you want every single
there, you
page
go right there.
Oh,
at the very top.
Yeah. Look at this. Horn blasters. Blam.
That's five grand.
Hold on. A month.
Yep.
Or a day.
A month.
Now, how do you know?
Because Fast Fresh Seafood.
Really?
Wow, that's why we were everywhere for the first couple of
days. Now, look at this. Look at this. Horn blasters. Mm-hmm. This is so fucking brilliant.
Cookies are a crazy thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hi, cookies.
Hold on. He got a slide. Nope. No horn blaster on
there.
Yeah,
they are right there at the bottom.
Right in front of your face.
Oh, yeah, right down.
Yeah.
So, Blitz, they put it in every page, it's been different.
Because every page you can select which Google AdSense ads you want to run.
What do you mean?
Well, FLA right there, has just that little box as Google Ads right there.
Right.
Like our website, we can choose which ads, what size they are.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let's see if Variety does a variety. Oh, see, it looks like Blitz that Variety may not be on them. No.
Well, I mean, I don't see any Google Ads on their site either. They have ads, but they're not necessarily. Oh. Right there.
Yeah. Fucking Matt Heller got me again. I fucking love it. Matt Heller got me on Variety. Okay, now I'm on ESPN. Let's see if Matt Heller gets me on fucking ESPN. Hold on, it's all low. Yes! Matt Heller at the top. All right, hold on now. Let's see. I'm on WFLA.com. Let's see where Matt Heller gets us here. By the way, Rob Gronkowski returning to the Bucks for one more year, at least another year. Let's see. Have we gotten Heller yet? Heller.
It's like Bueller.
Heller.
Try going to the very top. Scroll all the way up.
All right, hold on here.
Nope, not up there.
Heller. You might want to look into that when they're ripping you off on the. This is the NFL. NFL.com. Blitz, they may not accept ads, you know, because they're the NFL fucking.com, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Heller. Nope, no Heller on. No Heller on NFL.com. This is Variety. I think I saw Heller on a Variety deal. NBC signs Drew Brees. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Is Drew Brees pretty good about, you know, explaining football?
It is better than Tony Romo.
Tony Romo's making all that money.
Yeah, he's big money.
Yeah, for what?
So now, Lummy, did you deal with Google? Do you get a hold of Google? Hello, Google. Yeah, hi, this is FastFreshSeafood.com. We'd like to, is there a package that you buy, Lummy?
Yeah, they just go to ads.google.com.
Yep.
And there's a couple packages.
Mm-hmm. Now, Blitz, what would we put on there? Like our Twitch channel or our YouTube channel? Or like what are we advertising? Merch?
Well, it depends on what you're... Well, it'd be your merch things.
I think it would also be cool with the merch, but like a Twitch kicker.
But they, I mean, they'd have to search or go to that site first to put it in their cookies, and then they get to see it over and over and over.
What do you mean? What did you just say?
Well, no,
if you would have not gone to Hornblaster's website first or searched it, those ads would have not shown up.
Well, there's certain ones on Google now.
Keywords.
Yeah, keywords.
Yeah.
So like if you type in T-shirts or Bubba Army or Bubba the Love Sponge or something, they would come up.
Right.
You pay for it to be one of the first searches.
Yeah.
But because you've gone to the site and it's in your cookies, that's why AdSense keeps displaying those because they want you to keep seeing it because it knows you didn't buy anything.
Oh. Now, Blitz, can I go to my settings and delete my cookies? Would it be like history, downloads, like over here?
You can, but not all that's tracked on your side either.
I'm just saying, like, if I need to refresh it, like, you know, don't you eventually sometimes are supposed to clear your cache?
It doesn't matter anymore.
But isn't it supposed to help the speed of your...
Not anymore.
Oh, it doesn't? It doesn't?
Not anymore.
Settings. I can only imagine what my settings are at.
Oh, boy, you said that may cancel out all your stuff.
What do you mean?
Set Ford Fusion Submarine 1,050 bits, like all your tabs. If you accidentally hit the wrong one, it clears your history.
Boom, I just did that. I got rid of that. You're scaring me on that. I know a guy, Blitz, that that sells RVs, okay?
Okay.
He's not like Giant Recreation World. He's not like Lazy Days. He's a regular guy.
Okay.
And all he does is buy wholesale RVs. That's all he does is buys and flips. He pays $50,000 a month into this, and I know I've seen him right. I've seen the bill. He pays $50,000 a month to Google so that when you I don't know what particular combination of words you have to say, but something to do like I want to sell my RV.
Yeah, I mean, SEO stuff is expensive to do it right.
Yeah, well. $50,000 a month, but it pays for itself.
Sure.
I want to sell my
body.
My pussy. All Lazy Days must be paying more than my buddy. Right?
Yeah,
well, sometimes
he
uses location too.
Hi, who's this?
What's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, I just had a question. I want to make sure that you're getting a nice big fat paycheck from a cabbage or some random cabbage company. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Your podcast, every time I listen to any of your podcasts, it's at least twice on each podcast, there's a cabbage company that does like a minute-long advertisement at the beginning and at the end of every single one of your podcasts.
Yeah, they auto do that.
Yeah, and but guess what? They're auto not paying us, too.
Well, that's on you and Tom.
Yeah. Great, thanks.
You said you're getting a hold of them. Art19's putting that in there.
Yeah. Blitz, when you type in, how do I listen to Bubba the Love Sponge, Bubba 1 comes up.
Oh.
That's kind of cool, even though it's not working right now.
Well, it's up. It's just replaying the morning show.
Thank you, buddy. I'm looking for that cabbage check. Trust me. So I'm clicking on it. Let's see if this is up. Is this up? Is this up right now? I mean, is this all?
The wow starts now at Busch Gardens. Come taste all that's new.
Yeah, but you can't scream.
What's that?
No, that's in California.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah, the music's coming up.
Can't scream. I'm trying to skip ad. Won't let me. Look, skip. Now, Lemmy, what's going
to... Oh, Horn Blasters.
What's going to... Of course. What's going to come up here, Lemmy?
Should be
due to recent upgrade. Hold on. Due to a recent upgrade, your browser no longer supports the station.
Huh?
Click on the icon below to keep listening to our new TuneIn pop-up player. Seeing what the... Oh, that's great. Clusterfuck Radio. Lemmy, are we working on redoing those? Might as well just tell me yes. You know.
Yes.
But it looks like nothing's coming up. Looks like nothing.
Should be playing.
Yeah, segment one's playing right now.
Right, well, I'm hitting. Look.
You got your net up and I mean...
Net's up.
Okay.
Everything's up. Let's see if this... I'll see if this guy's up.
Champion in Melbourne.
Yep.
Had that taken away from me. Sorry.
That guy's up.
Butch, could have anything to do with the playing off two?
Should not.
Lemmy, you freaked out?
Yeah. I'm about to go on the Bubba Army app.
Mad Monkey with 25 Cent. Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl. The Beer Show. Lemmy, we need to update this shit. Can I give you like $8 to get this shit fucking, you know, updated? Who do we talk to about updating this?
TuneIn. That's from TuneIn itself.
I know. Do we have a liaison over there? Can we call Fred over at TuneIn? Hey, Fred. Yeah. Can you update our shit? Sure. Be $100. Lemmy, like it to me, it doesn't seem like it's playing.
I got Thursday.
Is it playing for you, Lemmy?
The title comes up Thursday. BTLS FM segment.
Okay, is it playing for you?
We're using
it's not playing.
Yeah, we're using the after show to diagnose some internal issues. It's not playing. Pretty much sucks. Let me say it.
It really sucks.
Let me go over to my tune in deal here. Boom. Bubba Army Radio on TuneIn, Willie. Let's see here. Hold on.
My internet came with so many hidden monthly fees, I developed allergies. So now, if I'm streaming, I'm sniffling.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Scrolling, I'm
what,
sneezing.
A fucking marbles right that?
Don't get fees. Get Frontier. And get no hidden monthly fees on our super fast
Frontier, the best ever.
Just $59.99 a month.
Plus and they only jack up your bill $20 a month and they don't even fucking know it.
Every month.
Give you late fees.
Turns out, I'm just allergic to wasting money. Frontier, don't go it alone. Go to frontier.com.
I'm allergic to fucking making. I'm allergic to making money.
Subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
Sounds like Dead Air Jones.
Dead fucking Air Jones. Nothing. Hopefully you can work on that, Lummy. Lummy, can we work on that and can we get what's on, like maybe not put Clusterfuck and Mad Monkey and all that bullshit up there?
I had Colton working on that for like 3 months straight, and he never got anywhere with it.
Well, can we follow through on that?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Bubba.
Including I need my Alexa hooked up, too, and I want that bitch to bring me over to my deal, too, if I could. Yes, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah, I called in about a month ago about it on TuneIn and stuff like that. It's saying Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl and stuff. Told you in Bliss that y'all were too enamored with the fried egg comment that I made that day.
With the what comment?
Fried eggs.
I had Colton working on it before you ever called in, so.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, I was just calling in. Just
hey, Blitz, for those scoring, he just gave you a rat.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm from Tennessee. I got that point.
All right, buddy, we're looking, working on it. You think, I mean, we got to get our shit together, especially with this new project that I'm doing. I mean, we've got to get our shit together on stuff like this. I mean, there's going to be a lot of eyes on us soon. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. What's going on?
Good. We know Bubba One's down.
I'm not worried about that, but I've been banned from chat since December 1st, and it's preventing me from donating bits. Any way to get that resolved?
Yeah, go ahead and tell me what you got banned for. First of all, tell me your screen name. Blitz will look into it extensively. What's your screen name?
Scape62.
Is it? What is it?
It didn't say why. It just said you're unable to.
What is it?
I made a request.
What is it?
Scape62.
Scape?
Justin from Philly.
Scape62?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think potentially you might have done?
I don't know. You were talking about your old days, and I think I mentioned, don't kill a pig or something like that. Nothing major.
Yeah.
I forget the other stuff. I've been pretty good.
All right. Well, you know.
Unbanned.
We just unbanned you, buddy. And
look at that. Thank you, Blitz. And, appreciate it.
You give us, $10 or something, that'd be cool, motherfucker.
I'd like to buy you guys breakfast next week. How do I go about that?
Nah, we're all on diets. We really are. We like to cash.
Yeah, we like to fruit it up.
Cashola. All right, I'll send you guys something. Appreciate it.
Don't say cashola. That makes it feel like it's play a pug. And the Blitz, it makes it feel. I don't put an ola on the back of anything.
Okay.
Except coca.
What?
Tuki tuki. Coca cola. Get it?
Oh, my God.
That's a dan it up right there. You need to give yourself a ding.
No, fuck you guys. You guys aren't old timer to know about how fucking scary plug and payola is.
Sure we are.
But I can't
But your Coca-Cola thing was kind of danning it up.
Okay, I'll dan myself up, fuckface. No big deal. Stand by. There we go.
There you go.
Sir, you're unbanned, okay? Thank you, Scapegoat 92. Hello, who's this?
Evan Flo.
Hey, Bubba, you know how I knew that guy was white that did that mass shooting in Atlanta?
Yeah, because they showed pictures of him on the news.
Hey, hold on. Gary, well, how you doing, Gary?
Nope. I'm doing good. I knew he was white because it was a mass shooting, and he was arrested alive.
How about the guy that shot the four people for the Obama Biden check?
How about this? How about most sick fucking touching, child molesting?
No, Gary's point was that the police didn't kill him.
Right.
I know, but what about the other guy?
How about the fact that white people are the ones that do most of those sick fucking crimes like that? And that black guys don't usually do shit like that.
Well, you're right, but that wasn't Gary's point.
I know what Gary's fucking point is. I do know what Gary's point is. I also know that Gary's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Hey, suck my dick.
No, fuck off, asshole. And you're lucky. You know what? Do I have you banned on chat?
Yeah, like five of his names are banned.
Yeah, I hope we always fight a fucking... I would love to punch you in the fucking face, but I wouldn't.
You couldn't. Because I'd kick your ass.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. You probably would kick my ass. I'd probably let you kick my ass. If not, you'd be crying like a little bitch.
No, Gary, I don't have to let you. I don't have
Gary,
to let you kick.
Gary, I know you're retired. I know you're rich. I know you got a hot bitch. I know you get a lot of pussy. He's all alleged. I mean, there's no way I can even, come close
to
being
it. Fuck you too, Anna. It's all true.
Okay. How much pussy do you get? Be honest.
Constantly, daily.
With who? What beast?
A beast?
That's she laughed. Did he not? Mm-hmm. You know you're with the beast when the guy says you're with the beast and you fucking chuckle. You're with the fucking beast. She's got a mustache, buddy.
Even if I were with a beast, she'd be hotter than any piece of ass you ever had.
It's back up.
I've had some pretty hot ass, Gary.
That's what I'm saying. So you think.
Gary, you just fucked your whole entire philosophy up. It's okay, buddy. You're Gary. You stay as the fucking troll that you are, and I'll stay as the radio savant that I am, and you keep fucking paying me, okay, kid?
Hey, I'm not paying you a fucking cent because you morons banned me because you can't take being on the opposite side of things.
Oh, we're on the opposite. Hey, fuckface, we're on the opposite side of a lot of things. And it's cool being on the opposite side of your dumb ass. Fuck you, buddy.
Right. Look at you. Where do you get 300 callers or 300 listeners?
Yeah, I'm at 962 right now on Twitch. Probably another couple thousand on BAR. We just got it up. I'm running $3,000 right now. Fuck, I'm pathetic.
Oh my God, that's like what 0.00001%.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you must be rubbing one out to that.
I mean, I got $30,000 of bills every month I got to pay, and I'm keeping up with that.
So that's Ford Fusion Submarine, 1,050 bits?
Between payroll, rent, and other various pieces, parts, I'm paying my bills right now, buddy.
Yeah, living in a garage.
So I'm paying my bills, I'm paying my bills and I'm doing what I like. I'm paying my bills and I'm doing what I like. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
I'm paying my bills and I'm doing what I like.
You ain't getting one over on anybody.
What do you mean I'm not getting one over? I've been real fucking honest with people. I live with my sister, and I'm making just enough money to pay my bills and my truck payment.
You know, the sad thing is, I'm arguing with you, and I like your show. It's just that the punks in chat can't take a little.
I'm not. This isn't about the punks in chat. This is me and you, buddy. This is just me and you. I'm not involving the seventh man at all, buddy.
Okay, let's go back to me and you.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're saying I'm pathetic because I got X amount of listeners and I've lost it all and whatever. I'm going to be honest with you. I have lost pretty much all of it. But do you know, Gary, deep down, and I'm not fucking with you, I'm probably as happy as I've ever been.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad.
And when I do,
happy.
And if I ever do get any type of, you know, real wealth or real money again in any way, shape, or form, if I get a second or third opportunity, I will manage it differently. And I think I've learned a very valuable lesson. I think that life has humbled me. And I think I'm a better person for it. And I think it's made me far more appreciative of things.
If you got $1 million today, what would you buy?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
No, you know, maybe
Bitcoin.
No.
Maybe you ought to give it to the people who've helped you reestablish yourself. How
okay,
about that?
There you go, Blitz. That's what I'm going to do. I'll give it all back.
Okay. But what would you buy?
That's great, don't you think?
Great, Gary. Gary, you'll be first in line to pick up a check.
And by the way, he is kind of doing that right now. So.
OM Clothes, $10,000.
Oh, thank you. Yeah! Thanks, Gary.
Gary, you take care, my friend. I look forward to hearing back from you.
Bubba, I love you. Can I have your baby?
Can I have my baby? Let's honest sweet. To God, like I'm being for real. If I was to get $1 million back
right now,
if I told you what I would do, I know you probably would not disagree with me, and you probably would know that I'm telling the truth.
Let's hear it.
But if I got $1 million clean, like $1 million clean, like you
yeah,
really
yeah, in your bank, tax free, blah blah blah.
I would get a hold of Mark and Paulie, the two owners of the building, and I would say, can I buy back into the building?
Okay.
You know, instead of just renting here,
okay,
I would be an owner, you know, and like maybe they would sell me a third of the building back. And then, because I know that this building where I'm at, this area is exploding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially industrial.
Oh, my God. And you know what? When we're done with, you know, 10 years from now, and they go to sell this building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look. If you just look around the things that are being built. I mean, Blitz, I came back from the gym today, and I went through that new Home 2.
Yep.
And then that hotel. And then that new Hilton house right up there.
And the Hilton is busy like all the time. The parking lot's packed.
It's packed.
Yep, all the time.
I mean, this whole area is one of the hottest areas for a commercial industrial area where the building is. And mm-hmm. So if I had $1 million, I would, and it wouldn't take $1 million. They'd probably let me buy in for 300 where I would own a three. I think the building, when I sold it, got appraised at just over $1 million.
Oh.
So, you know, and Mark, he is so cool. He's like, listen, if you ever want to buy back in because you're doing good and you make a little money,
sure,
we'll sell it back at you for exactly what we paid for it. But you can't get any more fairer than that.
No, not at all.
David Hernandez, $10 cash.
Like, he goes, we'll sell you whatever, exactly what we paid for it. Who's eating? Who the fuck's eating?
I had a...
Who the fuck is eating? Blitz, I know you're eating. I can see your fucking...
I had some cashews. I'm done, though.
I'm done, too, with my pistachio.
You guys, come on.
I was getting turned on.
Just a nut fest.
It sure is.
Everyone's eating nuts.
That's what I would do. So that gives me that gives me 700 left.
Yep.
And then I would probably buy a new race car trailer for Tyler. Just a And it would blitz. It wouldn't even be like a
badass Decker. Like
No. It would be like a $4,000 or $5,000 open wheel one, but it had a tire. It was aluminum and it had a tire rack.
Okay.
And a winch.
Okay. The little wing deal on the front to keep the air off.
Yeah. Just like one of those deals. And I would buy a car lift. I'd like to get a car lift here for the station.
Sure.
I think they're like $3,500 so that I can...
Like a Ben Pack?
Yeah, like a car lift so that I could change oil and work on Tyler's race car when I work on it here.
Where would you put it?
Where the fuck you think I'll put everything? Out back.
Oh, okay.
What does all... Where does white trash put everything?
Out back.
Out back. In the back of this building right now, Blitz,
in back 40.
Is four containers.
Mm-hmm.
Two sheds.
Yep.
A merch trailer.
Yep.
A regular single wide trailer.
Bumper pole.
Two mopeds. A smart car. A cream machine.
Mm-hmm.
And an 04 Crown Vic.
And a goat shanty with two goats.
Well, and your truck's back there right now.
A fire pit. Fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
Two goats.
Some ducklings.
And some ducklings.
And their slut mom.
Lummy
is the mom.
Little Lummy is not a slut. Little Lummy knows this area very well, and she is a big Bubba Army mark.
So Lummy.
Doesn't mean she's not a slut.
Yeah.
Lummy.
Yes.
Can we go after the show, go back and look at them? Are they back there?
Yeah, but you're not going to hurt them.
No, Lummy, you think...
No, because I know Anna, she's going to get a little wild, and she's going to...
She ain't doing shit. She's tired as fuck. She did a lot of radio this week.
Okay.
She's tired.
Can I ride my four-wheeler back there?
No.
Oh.
Oh, let's not forget Blitz has a trailer back there and a trailer up front.
Mm-hmm.
With a pretty badass four-wheeler.
Is this four-wheeler here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, it is.
I do have metal for you, Blitz, and I can't put it in there.
You're right, you can't. Not until Monday.
Hey, Lummy.
Yes, sir.
In that second container, like that has that refrigerator and all that bullshit, can we throw it away, or is that a curb alert, or is that a flea market?
No, it's a flea market one, and Rhett and I work. Well, we were going to sell it for you, sir. Remember,
I think we got so much content on YouTube. We don't need to fucking.
We could just sell it and you can get the money.
Lummy wants the money.
Well, Bubba, I thought Bubba would want the money.
No, we're going to do it. We're splitting it 60-40, remember?
Yeah.
Me 60, you 40.
Yes.
Well, yeah, can we?
I thought it was reverse.
Can we get it?
What was that, Lummy? You thought it was reverse?
Lummy, can we sell it?
Yes, we can.
It's been sitting in that fucking container for 3 weeks now.
We can even take the little circle thing back there.
The landlord wants to rent that container.
Okay.
So, Blitz, we can take the fucking 1986 tanning bed that's the side of the studio and put it in there, which will give us more area.
And the 12,000-pound ballast for the light.
Oh, Jesus, God. And he wants to put a few of his motorcycles in there.
Okay.
So, that's if I... And so, Blitz, the way I figure... I think that gives me, honest to God, like about if I just that would be the only thing I want in life is a new raced car trailer.
You wouldn't buy a house so you could move out of Terrace?
No.
Or invest in Bitcoin or something?
You would do that, but that's a decent investment.
Not all of it. You know, a good chunk.
I'd probably try to get an apartment around this studio area, and there's some nice ones.
Yeah, there are.
No, I mean some not. My buddy just got one over there by where the Outback / you know where Lucky Dill is?
Oh yeah,
like where off Spruce.
Anna's last date was where she was.
Yeah, like if you make okay, hold on. You know where Lucky Dill is? That brand new kind of new one.
Wait,
right
is this
there.
This is Tampa, right?
Yeah, right here, over here, bitch.
No.
My last date was in St. Pete, loser.
Lummy, quit fucking up. You don't know when our last date is, and it wasn't over there. So
no,
shut
it was some guy that she or that right. Lummy fucking found months ago.
I'm talking about Lummy. Yeah. That if you go up here to Boy Scout Road, make a right, then just past the Lucky Dill on the right hand side are these gray looking apartments.
Yes, that's where I went and investigated Anna's date. She dated a guy that was in there.
We get it, Lummy.
I know. I'm just telling. I know where Bubba, and those are really nice
and
expensive.
My buddy just got a place there on the top floor, and as soon as you walk in, before you go to the elevator, there's this full blown fucking badass weightlifting.
Gym.
Yeah, badass. And like what? Like bad to fuck ass.
Badass.
And like it's just. And so I've only been to my friend's house one time. It's a guy. And he's got a two-bedroom. Well, here's the deal. Him and his wife just got divorced, and he's fucking loaded. and he got a two-bedroom because he has a child that he gets, you know, to see, you know, Wednesdays and every other weekend. So he got a two-bedroom apartment because he works in the West Shore area. And he's a, by the way, he's a multimillionaire.
Are you looking to stay there when the kid's not there?
No, I'm not. But he signed a year lease because his divorce is probably going to take a year. And then after he figures out how much money he has left of his bazillion-dollar empire, he'll buy something.
Wait, is he an old guy?
He's in his mid-40s. Was married for 10 years. Has a 7-year-old little daughter that he has, you know, temporarily, weekends, every other weekend.
Mentally stable?
Oh, very.
Emotionally available?
No. I mean, yes and yes.
Are you looking to date him?
No, I'm just asking questions.
No, I wouldn't.
Tall?
Yes.
Interesting.
I wouldn't introduce you to anybody that I liked.
Good idea, Bella.
Why is that? You think I'll fuck it up?
No, yes. No. It's just that you're just wired a little differently than he is.
How so?
He's just...
fun.
He's cool.
He's just cool as fuck. He's really cool. He's not uptight. He likes to fuck.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he likes to fuck. I got to tell you, so Blitz, I went and saw his place about probably 2 days after he'd finally been moved in.
Okay.
I'm like, my God, Phil. I mean, this fucking place
is... Did you say his name?
It's not really Phil.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if this is it or not, Lemmy. I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to show it anyway.
But it's nice.
Oh,
ooh, that's nice. Yeah. It's penthouse.
Yep.
Or
he's,
top.
No, no. He's
level.
He's like one of these places right here.
Ooh.
Because when you look out, the pool is long ways to him, not side. You know, nice. He's not here. He's here, I think. Hmm. And Blitz, I might think that this might very well be his unit.
This is a condo he bought.
I think he's renting it.
Okay.
For a year.
That's fine.
And then in a year he'll know. You know. What type of money he's getting. And like look at how badass that is.
Yeah, that's nice.
So why did he get divorced?
Dude, why does everybody get divorced?
They're unhappy.
I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, like, what was the reason? Was she crazy? Was
they all are crazy.
Did he cheat on her? Like,
no, there was no cheating.
No infidelity. So he's a loyal person.
It was just, you know, they've been married 10, 12 years. They'd gone different directions. Did she get
beastly?
No,
no,
not at all.
She's hot?
Fucking hot.
Oh, damn.
here's the fucking problem. Is that she was a stay-at-home mom because he's a multimillionaire. Multimillionaire. He's a multi, like, he, I would say
that's
that
the kind of millionaire to be is multi.
I would say that he's probably arguably worth $10 million, like easy, 10, maybe 20.
Interesting.
Maybe 20. Probably liquid for 8, 9. Like if I said, hey Phil, how much cash could you come up with in 2 days? Probably 10 million.
Wow. Okay.
So I mean, this motherfucker's low dead.
Yeah.
And his wife was a stay-at-home wife, happy as fuck. Raised the child. Next thing you know, she gets a job. Part-time job. Just to, you know, buy the, and there's some shit that went down. So there, I can't say that, I'm not going to say infidelity, but there's just, you know, some stuff.
Emotional infidelity?
Well, you know, maybe a spending strike.
There was a lot of 143 texts being sent back and forth.
Oh,
12.
No. What?
Nobody understands.
Oh.
So it's just, you
know.
So
he got burned.
My wife left me for my wife didn't leave me for Hogan. My wife left me for the spin instructor. The spin instructor that was telling her, hey, when you leave Bubba, you know, we'll fucking blah, blah, blah. Well, he had did it. Did you know that this guy, his name was Jim. He worked at, I don't give a fuck. I talked about it all as it was happening. Mm-hmm. He owned this place called Spinergy on MLK in St. Pete. Like,
yeah.
Like 9th and 22nd, like 9th and 38th. And it was called Spinergy. And he had did this to 4 other marriages. Where he would
just a home wrecker.
Yes, where he would.
Was he super hot?
Yes, he was hot. He was hot. He was insecure because he was kind of going male pattern baldness, so he always wore a hat.
You got male pattern baldness.
You got male pattern baldness. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But he did this to, and including but not limited to Rocco Baldell. Lummy, you know who Rocco Baldell?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Talking Rocket.
He did it to his marriage. He did it to my marriage. He did it to a couple other people's where he would
you know, target these hot chicks that were at a spin class and break and basically have them leave their husband, and then he'd leave them.
Like right away?
Well, but as soon as he figured out that there wasn't a lot of money in the prenup, because my prenup was pretty much, you know, it was ironclad and not a lot. And so anyway, he did it four times. So that's kind of what happened to my buddy Phil. Is that, you know, his wife took a part-time job, but it's not for the money, just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
And next thing you know,
that's why
guy at work, fucking cool guy, looks like Jimmy Clevis, is rolling up in the shit. Who the fuck is calling me?
You gotta lock him up and not let him get a job.
Hello. Hold on.
Speak as to Bubba Clean.
Who are you looking for?
Bubba Clean.
This is Bubba Clem.
Hi, Bubba. My name is Dutch Robinson, and I'm calling from First Source Advantage. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry. What is your name again? I didn't quite get it.
Collector.
Hi, my name is Dutch Robinson, and I'm calling from First Source Advantage. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I still didn't quite get. I'm doing really, really good, but I didn't quite get your name. My phone's breaking up.
Well, my name is Rockstar Imploded. Did you get it now?
Yes, I got it. Rockstar Imploded. Go ahead.
Just say how much do I owe you?
Well, I'm calling from First Source Advantage on behalf of American Express. Let me advise you, this is an attempt to collect a debt by that collector. Any information obtained.
Yeah, American Express.
First Source is a debt collector.
Yeah,
calling you in regards to American Express card with a balance of $4,242.32.
Yeah, right, I know. Listen, are you going to listen to me? I know you're reading from your script, but I'm trying to tell you about my American Express card right now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that they're trying to get, I'm trying my best. You know, I just started, you know, getting ahead a little bit. So if you can tell American Express, you know, I'm working on that.
Too late. First Source bought it.
Well, I'll surely let them know. The reason for my call is at this point of time, you can go ahead and negotiate with us. So if you let us know the reason why you're behind with payment, we can work out the payment plan.
Don't tell them anything.
Yeah.
Understanding the current situation. That's the entire purpose of the call.
Yeah. Well, how much would you guys take, like if I just sent you some money right now and like we could just be done with this?
How about, you're going to say about $2,000.
How much are you close to the balance that we are discussing right now?
Oh, not.
The current balance is $4,242.72. You let me know as to how close can you come up to this balance.
Yeah. I would say probably 600, maybe 700 on a good day. That's if I, you know, do good at the blackjack table tonight.
So $600 to $700 to settle the entire card. That what you're saying?
Yep, for the whole thing, the whole entire deal.
Well, that would be too less, to be honest, Papa. But any reason why you have been behind with payments?
Oh yeah, I lost my job. I lost everything
because of COVID.
COVID. You know, COVID killed me, and I mean not. COVID didn't physically kill me, but it killed my ability to, you know, to be funny.
Earn income.
So, I'm in the funny business, and I'm, you know, COVID's not so funny.
Yeah. So, are you working currently, or?
Yeah, I'm always working, but I'm not making a lot of money. If you know what I'm saying.
Okay, so what we could do is $600 to $700 would be really too less to settle this card. Why don't we go ahead and put you on a payment plan?
No, do not.
I don't want to go on a payment plan. I just want to send you $700 and then be done with it, and then you guys send me my papers that I'm fully discharged. You know, I'm not going to pay you $600-$700 in installments. That's all I got, and that's if I borrow some from my sister.
Okay. Okay, so what I could do is, as I don't have the to go ahead and approve this? Why don't I get you connected to my supervisor,
yeah,
who's got the authority to discuss this with you and to come up with a final amount, and then you can go ahead and let him know about
it. Yeah. That would be great if you could tell him or her, though, but tell her, not, you know, don't start, like, it, that's all I got. Like, they're going to start at, like, 1800, and I'm just going to hang up on them, because I've been hanging up on you guys for 2 years now.
Resolved the situation.
See, here's the deal. My credit's blown, like it's completely blown. So me, you know, owing American Express $4,400, big deal. Like, I'm not trying to buy nothing.
So let's work out together. Could you be online? I'll get you connected to my supervisor.
Yeah, I mean, well, could they? You know what? I'm kind of busy right now. I'm actually at the doctor. If they could call me back later this afternoon.
Anal warts.
You guys obviously have my number. Okay, you've called me a million times.
Yep. Could you be more specific as to what time do you want us to call you back?
Yeah. How about 3 o'clock today? 3 p.m.
3 Eastern?
Yes, because I have it's about 5 to 11 right now is what I got. So if you guys could call me at 3...
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer the phone. It's like, I know you guys are trying to get me on this deal, so I never answer the phone, but I feel like I probably should take care of this, you know?
Well, you should, because at this point of time, I would not assure you as to how long the card would be in our office. As long as it's there in my office, I can go ahead and negotiate with you, or I can go ahead and put you on a payment plan, depending on supervisory approval, because hold that authority.
You have that supervisor call me.
Let's go ahead and get this resolved.
Yes, let's get it resolved.
I'll make note of it.
You have them call me at 3 o'clock.
I'll definitely go ahead and make a note.
Okay, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock today. Okay, 3 o'clock today. Appreciate it. Thank you. Johnny Overtalker, get off me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to send you $300. Blitz, after they tell me that, $700 will be okay, then I'm going to say, good, I'm going to send you seven payments of $100. Bitches.
Don't forget, when you agree to pay anything, then that resets the clock for the debt deal, so don't agree.
What do you mean it resets the clock for the debt deal?
Yeah, so they have, 2 years after the last debt to sue you?
Right.
So if they've already passed that, but if you agree, then they can't sue if it's past 2 years. If you agree to do any kind of payment plan at all, it resets the clock back to zero. So make sure you don't do that.
Did I agree just there?
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
No, because she couldn't agree. She had to get her supervisor.
Right. I said I didn't agree to that. COVID's got me, insane right now. Blitz, can I just keep stringing them along till after 2 years?
Well, they've already sent you notice in the mail, I'm sure, so no, but...
So what's after 2 years?
So these companies, they buy... So, like American Express says, hey, this guy owes $4,000, so this company will buy the debt for like $300.
Right.
And then they try to collect as much as they can on it. And then if they can't get it, then they'll resell it off to somebody else, and they just keep... Or until they'll have somebody sue you over it.
Yeah.
Then you don't have a choice. You have to pay.
So what do you think I should probably do? I mean, much of my life, we just do it publicly. Fuck it. Who else answers? One other radio personality would answer, I know it's a collection call. Nobody, because they're like, no, right. I'm Mr. Johnny Big Pants here. I got to sell you $1. Fuck that shit. Fuck it.
Okay, so do you...
I don't give a fuck.
Have you pulled your credit at all recently?
No way.
Well... So you need to find out if they put collections on your credit.
Oh, they have. I'm positive they have.
Well,
and if they have, there's probably no even advantage of paying it off, is there?
Well, okay, so if they come back to, for you, probably not. However, most people, I would advise them, and I didn't even sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I would negotiate as low as I can with them, but also with a credit deletion. Only pay if they'll agree to delete it.
So I'd be like, okay, listen, so let's say I get Johnny's supervisor
in
on
writing,
the phone.
You have to get that in writing.
I know. Let's say I get Johnny's supervisor on the phone.
Correct.
And I say, by the way, my sister did mention to me a couple of days ago, man, we get so much mail now that you live here, and it's all people trying to... I'm like,
debt collectors.
I'm like, listen, bitch, the only thing you need to worry about is that I'm on time with my Ford payment, okay? It's all you need to know about.
Right.
And then I give her Ric Flair. Woo! So anyway, so Blitz, when I talk to the supervisor today, man or woman, I say, yep. Hey, listen,
And you know they're going to be like, so the bottom line is
what you need to do first is you really do need to go check your credit. You go down like Credit Karma or something and look and see if they put collections on your, because if they haven't done the collections yet, then screw it. Don't do anything.
Oh, I'm sure I'm fully collected, kid.
Well, make sure it says first source advantage be via your Amex deal. I mean, that's what it's going to be.
Can you pull my credit report?
I'll help you do it later.
I don't think Blitz wants to bum me out.
Yeah.
No, he needs to do it so he knows what
to do.
Right down on the air.
I got a full house, 8/9. It's bad. Blitz, do you know at one time my credit was like an 860, like the fucking best you could ever have? I was a big timer. I remember one time going to Stingray Chevy and I bought Heather a used Escalade.
In cash, you said, right?
Yeah, and it was like,
put it on the black card.
$38,000 or something, and I said, put that motherfucker on the black card. I'm like, really? Yeah, mother, I got it.
Car companies
now,
hate that now.
Now I got fucking first source advantage snickling in me for $700. Yeah, I don't even know that I could come up with $700.
They're
that's
not
going
to go
kill
down to $700. They're probably going to. I'm going to guess. 1600 is about what they're going to say.
I was going to say 50% off.
What if I go, fucking blow me?
So they'll just keep calling you and lower it like by $300 every time.
And if the time hasn't run out, then they will probably, either them or the next person will sue you over the debt.
Sue me? I live with my sister. But then they'll sue me. They'll sue me for like all of it?
Yes.
And get it?
If you don't show up, definitely. They'll get a default judgment and you'll owe all of it.
Yeah. Not till I do something.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I know.
Fuck everybody.
I know. Pew,
pew. But I'm gonna go out and give everybody the next time guns.
So for real, pull your credit, find out if they have you in collections. If they don't, then you're good. If you are in collections,
Blitz, it's not a matter if they got me in. It's everybody's got me in collections.
But I'm just telling you, this is how
particular one, right?
This specific one, and not just for you. This is kind of like everyone advice. If they have you in collections and you have the means to start paying it or pay it or whatever, you need to make sure that you agree to do it only if they'll delete it from your credit report. Now, most of those will. Because that's what you want. You know, you want that off your credit. If you pay it, it'll stay on your credit for 7 years. So you can do a pay for deletion, basically.
Is that okay? So give me some fancy words. Pay for deletion?
Yes. But you want that in writing. Like if they agree to do that, you tell them to send me a letter in the mail. You want it in writing.
So they'll delete it even when you start making monthly payments?
As soon as you paid it off, they will.
Oh.
Yes.
They will not sue you for, the seventh man says they will not sue you for a few thousand.
They absolutely will.
Their legal fees will be higher.
That's not true.
Usually their lawyers are on like
retention.
Retainer.
Yeah. They're sitting
a lot of them are lawyers that work for the company. So, yeah, they will. They absolutely will. Because small claims court take, you know, it's a couple $100 to file.
Yeah.
They absolutely will.
I'd love to see Bubba on a people's court against them.
Well, the woman's probably shitting bricks because I never answer the phone.
Oh, she's probably celebrating right now. I finally got this cocksucker on the air.
Yeah.
Or on the phone. Sorry. You're not the cocksucker. That's what they say. I'd fight him for that.
Now, Blitz, if I pull my credit, how tough is it? What do I do?
So Miss Carrie Baby's right. She said they typically don't pursue less than $1,000. That is correct, but because it's $4,000, they definitely will sue over
it's
that.
It's 4,400.
That's what I'm saying. They will definitely. And it's under $5,000, so it's small claims. So they definitely will. If the time limit hasn't run out.
Well, they can fuck off. Hope you're recording that part.
So.
But Blitz, how hard is it to pull credit report?
Super easy.
No, you have to sign up for a fucking deal and put your email in and all
that.
Bullshit.
I mean, you got
to
do that, but it's easy and it's free.
Where do I go?
CreditKarma.com? On your phone. But yeah, you could go online too.
All right, credit.
Uh-oh.
Karma.
Now, just so everyone knows too, the thing with Credit Karma is it's free. It's two of the bureaus, not the third one. And the score they give you isn't necessarily super accurate, but it gives you an idea of your credit report, and it's free.
What's the third one they don't use?
Experian. And you can go to the Experian app and get theirs for free.
I don't know
They'll bug you to pay for it, but you don't have to.
All right, so hold on. Let me see. Sign up. Bam. All right, Blitz. Password, save, thanks. I got to tell them who I am.
Yeah, you got to put your bunch of personal information in there.
Bubba. Boom. Blitz, I bet you my score is, what's the lowest you can be?
I mean, realistically, zero. Like in the 400s or 300s maybe.
Bubba's probably what, in the 500s, Blitz?
No.
I don't know about
no. I bet you the Blitz, can I tell you what I think I am?
Yeah.
480.
Can we take a poll since you're looking it up?
Wow.
Anna, what do you think he's gonna be?
Blitz, I probably am, honest to God, 480, and that's absolutely the worst. Listen, you know what? It's not easy for me. Like, I want everybody to know that if I wasn't laughing about this, I'd be crying.
Right.
I say that all the time. If you're not laughing, that's something you're crying.
But like, I'm being serious. I know some of the things you're kind of talking about in the background.
Yeah.
You know, to do Credit Karma, you can get all three. Yeah, no, I know Babyface, but the Credit Karma is just easy to do. It's completely free.
Anna, what's your number?
My number or what I think
his
is?
No, what Bubba's is.
You think yours is 480, Bubba?
Yeah, I really do.
Maybe five.
Validation 500? Failed. It looks like the answers you provided did not match the information from
Credit
Report.
Oh, did it ask you, like, do you have a mortgage at this address
no.
and all that?
No.
Usually it does ask you those kind of questions.
No.
Let's
verify your ID. Go with your phone. Go to Credit Karma, register document, verify. Fucking fuck off.
So like I said, I kind of know what things you've got in the works and all that kind of stuff. Like, let me help you at least look at it and see what we can do.
All right.
If there's some easy stuff, I mean, I'm pretty good at that stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, but here's the deal, man. I'm pretty much, you know, never
going to. I know what's going on, but.
I'm just, what I'm saying is, like, fuck it. Like, I don't plan on.
It's not fuck it, because, like, even when you go to get car insurance, they look at your credit report and they charge you based on that. So if we can bump you up a little bit, and there's some tricks we can do, too.
I've just given up.
I know.
Don't
but
give
that's
up.
Not, yeah, don't give up.
You can do it.
Because even if you, I mean, like, think about this. If we can do a few quick things, like spend an hour or two and you can save, you know, $100 every 6 months on your car insurance, might as well do that.
Yeah. That bitch ruined the show. Thanks. I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about this pimp-ass fucking apartment. Like, see, Blitz,
your millionaire friend.
Another thing is I could never go get an apartment like that because they run my credit report.
That is correct.
But, you are wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
Because the other place that I got, remember, when I lived in Odessa?
Yeah.
There's some kind of law that Obama...
The fair housing something
or
other?
Yeah, there's some kind of law over Obama that they cannot judge your availability on your credit. They cannot deny you housing based
on... Babyface knows the question that you answered wrong.
Oh, I like that bathroom.
Why doesn't Babyface just call the fucking show?
Well, he said, have you ever had a sex tape scandal? That was his joke on...
Don't call.
This is where your friend lives?
And don't call in tomorrow. And don't come in tomorrow. Yes, this is where my friend lives. This is where my friend lives. And this, you know what, Anna, this is kind of his layout right here. This one. That's real nice. That's the lobby.
I could live there.
That's the workout facility.
Ooh, I like that.
And that's just a little bit of it. That's the community pool, and he lives up here, and all the fucking dime pieces. This is like some kind of...
I mean, that pool part's nice, but I don't like how there's buildings all the way around it, so you basically get no sun.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's like the very middle of the day.
Sun doesn't mean much to me.
Well, it does to me.
Yeah, this is a fucking badass place. Anna, would you love to live here?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had a sugar daddy, would you let him buy you a place like this?
Yeah.
Fuck him twice a month?
What?
Twice a month? Twice a year?
Isn't that how sugar daddies work? You
twice
pay
a month. I thought it was like all the time, or
I don't know.
Depends on how rich they are.
I think it depends on the arrangement you cut. Like if a guy goes, "Hey, listen, I'll give you $1,000 a month, but you know, we got to fuck twice a month." Would you take that deal?
No, I don't.
You hesitated a little bit.
No, I mean it seems nice, but I don't want to fuck for money.
Yeah, I do.
I know you do.
How much would you take, Bubba?
What?
Like
from a woman?
Yeah.
Like if I met a woman in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, not a lot. You know, maybe $50.
That's it?
Yeah.
What was the question?
But he'd also do it for free.
Listen, hey, sugar mama, can you just, I got this First Source National Bank coming after me. Can you just pay that off for me? $700.
$700 is your number, by the way. They never agreed to that. They're not going to.
You don't think so?
No.
what if I get him to agree for 700?
Is there a pimp?
Again, you first need to check and see if they've done the credit deal, and then if they have, you need to agree to a deletion. If they don't agree to delete it, I wouldn't pay him a fucking penny.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I'm hungry too. How about you all?
And yeah.
I got leftover sloppy joes.
Ooh, did you your mom's or Larry Plummer?
Larry Plummer's. Larry.
That makes me laugh every time.
I got excited.
Let me. How mad are you that you're fucking second over right now, bud? No, for real. Like for real, bud. Well, like
almost
no, like,
third to Hootie when he puts this new video out.
Like, don't get mad at me, Lummy. Like, don't get mad at me. And I know that you don't ever get a big head. I don't think you'll ever get a big head.
I won't.
And if anybody does, and if anybody does get a big, if anybody gets a big head here at the work, you're gone. You're gone. I'm done. I'm done dealing with big headed motherfuckers. It's my show. Good. It's my show. I'm humble. You be humble, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't got people trying to fucking get money out of you. I'm your boss. Nobody's more over than me. I'm the fucking best. Hello.
Brother.
What's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Oh, I just want to let your brother hear my Canadian fucking credit report, 1,090. And no,
fuck. His credit score is probably fucking 214.
Yeah, I got a job or credit score, brother. But, I'm just calling in. Just wanted to say, the show's been great lately. And I missed a little bit, brother. Someone was saying there's heat with Babyface. Is that true, brother?
No.
No, there's no heat with Babyface.
He's not allowed to come in tomorrow, but there's no heat.
Yeah, he's supposed to be getting my Twitter back, and I guess he might help me on my credit report too.
Yeah, and he just said fuck your sloppy Joe. He'll take
oh
lunch.
My god!
No, hold on. Let me read.
I
hold
just
on.
Said
read
he'll
what
he
said.
Lummy.
No, he didn't.
I hold said read, he'll
read
take
it.
Your
no,
lunch,
no. Read
fuck
it.
Your sloppy
read
Joe.
It like he said it.
Read it like he said it.
Fuck your sloppy.
Read it like he said it.
I'll take you guys to lunch. Fuck yo sloppy Joe.
That is a real nice thing, and you made it sound like a bad thing, Lummy.
He did. Yeah,
Lummy, try it. You know what? You've lost. You're so not over that now you got to get. Shut the fuck up, Terry. Get off me. You fucking walking in sleep apnea. Lummy, there's a big difference in what you said. You buried Brian. He actually was really. Yeah, you
He's
fucking
being cool
buried
about
him.
It.
Which just goes to show you're grasping for shock straws over there because you can't
fucking.
Yeah,
you're grasping for shock straws, Lummy.
Because you're not over.
You're a shock straw.
I'm just telling you. You're mid-card, bitch. You used to be fucking main event. You're mid-fucking-card.
You're the Evan.
Over a bitch.
You're the Evan in the Evan flow.
Yeah. There's a bitch that's up on you right now, and now you're coming up with fake fucking headlines.
No, listen, all the clowns.
You Evan jobber.
All I could read
job.
At the time was... Fuck yo, sloppy Joe. And then I scrolled up and I said, oh, it'll take us to lunch.
No.
You scrolled up. It was on the same line.
Same
no,
line.
It's a different line.
Say
no,
you messed up.
It was
say
same
you
post.
Fucking messed up. Line. Jesus, you messed up, kid.
Fuck yo, sloppy Joe.
You know what? I might go to lunch. I think
hey,
I'm going to go to lunch.
Said, fuck yo, sloppy Joe's. That's
fuck
it.
Yo, sloppy Joe's.
I said right
Brian, I think I'll meet you at lunch today, buddy. 11:30.
Are we going to go to World of Food?
World of Food.
No,
that's
you
my refrigerator.
House.
I want to go to the Brick House.
Or Brick Tower.
Brian, I'll text you. I'll text
he
you.
He did offer it to us.
I'm riding my moped.
Except Dr. Dan.
Brian.
Can I take the blue one?
I don't know. Why is everybody always asking me shit? Blitz, what's up on the podcast? Get a bunch of good shit up there, would you, please?
Yep.
We need our numbers.
Okay.
We're running ads. We're not getting paid for it.
Cabbage ads.
Go to our YouTube. Rhett, the show Pomeranian, supposed to release something today at noon. He forgot. Where's that fucker at?
Yeah, fucker.
Hey, you poofy-haired motherfucker, are you over there?
Simba.
Yeah, I'm here.
Simba, do you remember the conversation we had after the creative meeting? Get it up there at 12 o'clock, and at 1:30 you had forgotten, and so I had to release it. Did you know that?
I did. I'm sorry.
And when you saw that it had been released and that I had released it, did you think, oh, shit, fuck, I was supposed to do that?
I did think, oh, shit, fuck, I was supposed to do that.
Did you text me, boss, want to let you know, I'm sorry I slipped on the noon release, saw you did it, thanks, never happened again. No, I didn't get any of that shit from you. You're too busy fucking styling your hair. Today at noon, what's supposed to go up, Brett, that you will not forget this time, buddy?
Clip of the day, Bubba's Spanish lesson.
No, stupid fuck. We were supposed to. We were going to release. There was a couple. We didn't talk about Bubba's Spanish lesson.
You want? Hold on. You want clip of the day every day?
I want clip of the day every day, Blitz. But
yeah.
Remember yesterday during the creative meeting, we said we're going to release X on Thursday and Y on Friday, the best of on Saturday, and then some other bullshit on Sunday. We had that conversation. What was that content? Do you remember? Check your fucking notes, Lummy.
I got it. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Okay, your mom, you and your mom.
Okay, so today was you, me and my mom.
Yeah.
Rhett, do you not know what we fucking talked about within your department? Asking for a friend, no heat?
I just didn't remember off the top of my head. Sorry, Bubba.
So you weren't going to release my mom's shit today. You were going to release the fucking Spanish lesson clip of the day.
He's going to do both today.
Which you can do that, but the mom clip was scheduled to be released.
And it'll be released.
Will you keep up on that? I mean, you weren't going to release it today at noon.
I was, Bubba. I was going to release two videos today. I just did not remember off the top of my head which video we had discussed at the end of the creative meeting. So I really do apologize.
And so how are you going to find out about that clip since you forgot about it?
Probably follow up and ask you in person.
I don't remember. I had to ask Lummy.
Sorry.
And if it's any consolation whatsoever, the only reason I forgot to release the video yesterday is because I took the cornhole boards and I took the Bubba cutouts to the print shop to get quotes, and I found out that they're going to do the cornhole boards for free, and that's why I forgot.
Well, it sounds like you got a real fucking bad attitude right now, too, buddy.
Bark wants to say you're sorry.
No. What did you say?
Bark wants to say you're sorry.
Rough, rough.